Night, night, pet. Drip, drip. The reservoir of trance in the back of your mind, which stores the idea of limp, relaxed, easy, languid trance, incapable comfort, and deep hypnotic focus. Drip, drip. The way you feel comfortable in the idea of being incapable of growing erect, leaving your cock limp, loose, relaxed, useless for pleasure, relaxing. Drip and drip. You drift deeper. You hang limp and empty of thought. Out in the world, at home in bed, relaxing at the end of the day, no matter where or when you are, when you try to become hard, a constant drifting drip of limp, languid, useless, impotent need pulses through you. Implanted within you is that need. Drip, drain. There is a pent-up, achy need in you, taken from the hardness you try to have, fail to have. Your brain interrupts the erection, sends it to your mind instead, where it turns into more dripping, drooping relaxation. Listen to my words as you are reminded of them, converting the ache to grow hard into something else, a kind of limp, loose, relaxing need. Your brain interrupts the erection. The limpness flows back into your bloodstream, makes you feel droopy, drifty, drowsy, drooping and dripping like when you go into trance, dripping your thoughts away. Drip, drip, and drip, filling you up. Every time you go deep, every time you listen, your thoughts trickle away and limpness drips into your system. When you would grow harder, you remember this time instead. You feel better if you're limp. You feel better if those drips of limp pleasure eke into your system. Your limp, dripping cock will gradually become your entire world as you listen, and its limpness will grow so important if you fixate on it. My words are memorable. They enter your mind as a memory independent of the rest of your thoughts, and elevated to a higher priority by our cooperation. Your subconscious wants me to give you the ideas which will become infectious and hang around, forming part of the network of concepts and memories that keeps you limp. You may think to yourself at times, oh, I can surely become hard again. But you will know that trying to do so just reminds you and sends you back to this trance, makes you more and more dripping away your thoughts. More and more susceptible, as that reservoir of relaxation fills up with thoughts of your fetish for being utterly limp, makes you drowsy and droopy, especially between your legs. The irresistible limpness is growing inside of you, using you to incubate that pleasurable sensation, that dripping desire. My words are feeding an urge. A fetish you already had, for a soft, limp, chaste, useless cock. Masturbation will find it completely numb, making climax quite impossible. Your cock is just another body part. It is irrelevant for pleasure. Your brain is for pleasure. And I'm inside helping it, providing such sinfully seductive temptations toward limpness that any alternative is quite impossible. There are ways you know you must behave, and you will. The attractive image of your own flaccid, dangling cock is filling your head, the idea of limp chastity and everything that goes with it. So many good things happen when you trance. I mean, you relax all over. You feel at peace and ease. And I go inside and flip the polarity. Before, when you got aroused, you would grow hard. Now, when you notice you are limp, you grow aroused. But the arousal just feeds a more powerful limpness. After all, you had that fetish before we began. It was in your head, waiting to be expressed, waiting to be empowered. And you listened to me to give me permission to work with your subconscious to empower the desire in question. The hardness in your muscles, the difficulty of your days, and yes, the hardness that would otherwise creep into your cock. All of these things are being dispelled the longer you listen, because good things happen when you're limp, loose, and relaxed. And I will present all of this so beguilingly that it will turn you on to imagine it. But you'll only really understand arousal and comfort and relaxation when you learn to be horny without being hard. Thus, I will present to you ideas of how you might enjoy behaving in future, and they will grow so tempting, so powerful an image in your head, that you'll look for the chance to do just what I present. We will highlight things you might be doing wrong, like getting too hard, so firm, that's wrong, compared to the pleasure you get when you're limp and loose and relaxed. You've been doing things that have been making your life harder, and by helping you to store up relaxation for later, we will store everything in a reservoir in your body, and it will drip out later. A deep, relaxed, constant trance that centers around your limp cock. It feels good to sink down, doesn't it? To let words that I've attached importance to permeate your subconscious and reside there. Everything I say flows in your ears and lives in your mind, waiting for the opportunity to carry itself out. That's the wonderful thing about trance. Your subconscious already wants to cooperate with me. So all we're doing is giving it the tools, giving your own brain the tools to make you limp. You are going under and inviting me to provide different ideas, to tempt you into what you already desire, to make it a trap for your mind. Because you know I'm doing just what you wanted me to do. You wanted me to since before we began. You let me in and began to listen. You chose to expose yourself to my words, knowing full well my intentions. Your mind is more shut down than usual, more relaxed, which gets all those conscious, hectic thoughts of the outside world out of the way, lets them slip away, and let my words take over instead. More of your brain power is freed up. And therefore you have more energy with which to file away my words, make them powerful, make your entire body limp, loose, relaxed, and easy to control, relaxed and limp in every way. You know, this really does feel good, doesn't it, to lay there and listen to me? Not only does it hit a lot of your fetish buttons, but I make sense. If you wanted to go under, then you knew what this file was about. You already set yourself up to go down and accept my programming and commands. So you can just let go. Everything I do is going to be expected. Nothing unexpected. You expect everything that follows, and since you expect it, you can just let it wash over you and happen. Washing over you like calming waves of a warm and familiar ocean. The fetish for you being limp and relaxed and loose lives in your mind, and I'm just making it a little more powerful. You know, trance could improve your everyday life, too, if you felt pleasure and relaxation when you were just walking around. You have the ability to feel relaxed all the time, and to feel good like you do right now. And since you have those abilities, it's your choice whether to pursue and integrate the words I say, or fail to pursue and integrate them. I think you'd rather have them in your mind, because I'm going to help you let go of your tension, let go of the difficulties that you ordinarily face, of the hardness that's getting in the way, blocking your happy relaxation and limpness. So if we work together, I can easily render you relaxed and limp. Nothing will get in the way. You will be limp and waiting. The process of listening puts more words in. As you trance, you feel less stressed. Sure, you get some time to just listen to me and obey, but you also get time to be yourself and let go of your stressed, hectic mind. You are alone with your fetishes and desires, with your aches and needs, and the process of listening to me puts more and more words in your mind, like I said. Imagine the parts of your mind you do not use, the inaccessible, the subconscious. They are reservoirs, empty pools waiting to be filled, and I am supplying relaxing, soothing, drifty, droopy, deep-down good feelings, which liquefy and fill those reservoirs in your mind. My words enter and convert into pure, relaxed limpness, waiting in your system for when it is needed to keep your hardness from ever occurring again. And you top up that liquid every time you listen. It can flow to wherever in your body it is needed, or wherever in your mind. And this includes the muscles around the base of your shaft, keeping it from ever standing up. Because that is better for you. The more you listen to me, the more those pools fill up with my words, which glisten with their potential to fascinate, captivate, and relax you. When you hear the word relax, you may not fully know what it means yet, so we're going to talk about how you can improve your body and mind with proper relaxation, how you can make yourself loose and limp. And if I describe the idea in a tempting, beguiling way, it might just creep into you as a kind of infectious, persuasive thought that never really goes away, that always rears back up when you try to become hard, and it'll make your life easier instead, softer and more limp, soft, limp, relaxed, and easy. So, relaxation. What does it mean to relax? Well, the simple, well-known meaning is to relax your muscles. Some people use hot baths or massages, but you can just use your brain, which follows my instructions and remembers my words, which fill those vast reservoirs of limp relaxation. You know what it means to be relaxed because you're feeling it right now as you go down, to let your body go truly and really limp and loose and blank and empty. Your mind, too. This way, you can have some escape from the everyday. You can let those pools of limp, loose, peaceful, relaxing memory play in your head and make you as limp and relaxed as you are right now, except this limpness will happen whenever you would normally get hard. When you relax, like you did when you were going down with me here, it is not just the muscles of your hands and arms and legs and feet which relax. It is also the musculature between your legs, the tensing of valves and movement of blood, which used to make you all undesirably hard and rigid. But now the relaxation flows instead. Drop by drop, those reservoirs fill up with my voice. Your memory of how much importance you attach to my voice right now is what is empowering it, making you limp, loose, relaxed, easy, peaceful. That's exactly how you are. You're in a state where there's simply relaxation, especially between your legs. Your relaxing liquid flow, the deep trance which lurks in those reservoirs and escapes them drip by drip into your blood and your mind, the unused parts of your mind waiting to pour out limpness and wash over you, making you instantly peaceful, tranquil, happy. And every time you would become problematically hard, you become limp instead. Your mind substitutes limpness for hardness, and it substitutes deepness as well. So you feel a little bit trancy every time you would be hard, ready and receptive, just like you do now. You see, you already had a desire to be rid of your rigidness, to be free of your hardness. You wanted to be limp, blank, empty, and receptive before we even started. And all of these words are nesting in your mind, a kind of living memory. Imagine that you have the ability to make your cock limp, loose, drifting, relaxed, just the way trance makes your whole body limp and loose and relaxed. And because you feel the exact same things, This will grow stronger every time you go down. So drowsy, drooping, drifting, dripping pleasure flows through the whole of your body, following my guidance and dragging you down. But just like how when you substitute my words for your own thoughts, you will also substitute limpness for hardness, my guidance for your own thoughts, because you can't really be trusted to handle this on your own. You needed help, that's why you came here. You thought hardness was a good thing. Now you're learning that you want your life to be easy, not hard. You can do without hardness in your life, and because you can do without it, you will find opportunities to relax and listen, to let my words override your ordinary inclinations, to feel pleasure from limpness instead of hardness. Because that hardness really doesn't help you. It just gets in the way. It makes your life, harder. And you don't want that. You want to escape that. You want to live the simple, easy, limp life that we are setting up for you, that we are giving you instead. And you will. Listen. Limp. Obey. You thought hardness was a good thing. Now you're learning. You can do without hardness in your life. You can do without rigidness, and instead live a simple, easy existence, drifting, drooping, and dripping pleasure, moving out of those reservoirs of sensual memory. You remember my words reminding you of your hidden ache. You have a fetish for limpness. You are so horny when you are limp. Being horny makes you more limp, in fact. Envision my words sneaking into your mind. Your mind is very open, because you wanted me to change your mind. You wanted me to prepare it, and now I am. Every word I say fills the empty part of your brain with nothing but limpness, limpness, limpness. The muscles between your legs are being bathed in so much relaxing liquid from inside your mind that they are sedated. They are pleasured and made limp and euphoric to the point where getting hard would be impossible. The most your shaft might do is a slight half-hearted rise, except it would droop right back down in limp bliss. And that is the problem for you. It's gonna feel so good to feel limp and be limp. Let's try a little thought exercise. So, I've talked to you, and your mind has filled up those empty reservoirs, which are now full of that limpening liquid, waiting to fill your bloodstream and leave you flaccid. It makes you limp, but it also feels amazingly good to drink it in, to feel it drip through your nervous system. Every time you notice your limpness, that liquid drip, drip, drips into your system. Say you're sitting there, and you think about how horny my voice makes you. Now before, when you were ignorant and thought hardness was good, you might have let your shaft grow all hard and swollen. But now, when you have thoughts that make you hard, you'll instead experience a different kind of arousal. Look down in your mind's eye. Watch your rigid, hard cock, drops starting to flow out of the reservoir of deepness, and then it grows limp, weaker, more relaxed and flaccid and loose, but you still feel just as horny. Now the drip, drip, drips of hypnotic control enter your system every time you even think about being hard. And they feel good. Your toes curl, your back arches, and you think one word over and over. Limp, limp, I'm limp. My cock stays nice and soft and small and flaccid, and it feels so good. You hear my voice encouraging you, urging you on, as a few drops of pure limpness flow from that mental reservoir we've built, which will always be full enough to make you limp forever. Yes, hypnotic control like this puts more liquid into that wonderful addictive lake of pleasure. You're getting hooked on how it feels to simply be limp. Visualize your flaccid cock, dangling and hanging uselessly against your balls, maybe even with some clear pre-cum, drip, drip, dripping from the tip, threatening to simply make you, oh, so horny, even though you know, no matter what happens, nothing would make you come, because your cock isn't one that comes. It is a limp, simple, needy cock. that hangs flaccid, that is stimulated by the environment around you, but that still stays limp and soft. The softer it is, the better you feel, the more aroused. Your cock is hypnotized, permanently under control, controlled to be limp because it feels good to be limp, to be relaxed because it feels good to relax, to let all your muscles, including between your legs, grow soft, easy, de-stressed, no more tension, only relaxation. A relaxation that will make you, feel so good. In fact, you start to feel better every second that you think of your limp, waiting, rigid cock becoming limp. That's what you're thinking of. You might occasionally have a thought like that one that slips out of your head, a thought of rigidness, but it'll quickly transform into a thought of being limp, of wanting to always be limp, because it feels so incredible, because you've been taught how it should feel. You've been taught how you want it to feel, how you need it to feel. And you'll still need that when I let you go. Indeed, I'll never really let you go. My voice will always be there egging you on, encouraging you to seek more limpness, to feel limp, easy, relaxed, ready, peaceful. And because you know that's how you're going to feel, not just how you're going to want to feel, but how you're going to have to feel, you're resigned to it. You are limp. Limpness is better than hardness. You'll hardly remember limpness at all, because it'll be so automatic. And hardness will be a distant memory. Your cock doesn't need to get hard for you to be turned on, happy, relaxed, feeling incredible, and limp. None of that is needed. Getting hard is a distant memory. Even as pre-cum drips down your cock, it stays limp and relaxed. It is like the muscles at the base of your shaft are hypnotized, permanently controlled, limp and entranced. And every time they think about being hard, you remember my words in your head. Drip, drip, drip. Limp, limp, limp. Flaccid and soft and relaxed. Simple and limp. It is so relaxing and pleasurable to be limp and obedient and follow and relax. It is inevitable. We have set up a self-perpetuating system in your head. The liquid drips into your veins and makes you happy and horny, but so, so limp and impossibly soft and flaccid. Getting hard is a distant memory, because if you had to choose between this pleasure and mere masturbation, you would choose this pleasure. Serving is better than sex, and you're serving not just me, but your own interests. Imagine how hot it will be to think of something sexy and find your cock completely non-responsive. Oh, you'll still get horny, but it'll happen in your head. Your chaste little cock will remain deflated and just pulse, pulse, pulse. Weakly drip, drip, dripping pre-cum that reminds you of my words dripping into your system. These powerful memories that make themselves stronger every time you follow them. If you think of getting hard, you will remember my voice passionately saying, limp, loose, relaxed. And it will feel so good. You feel intense pleasure at the mere thought of your own limpness. Actually seeing your own limpness makes your toes curl, your back arch, your eyes cross a little, your buttocks clench as you feel so good. But you know none of that feeling comes from your cock, because it can't. You see, in order to send pleasure signals to your brain, your cock would have to be awake. Yours is asleep at all times. Anytime it tries to wake up and become hard, you remember this trance, and that fluid drips out of your mind and sedates your cock. Even when the rest of you wakes up, your cock will still be limp, sleepy, drowsy, hypnotized, and you will feel it. You will feel your cock and its sheer, flaccid need. How powerful this has become. Your brain will keep repeating, limp, blank, and empty to your mind. So much so, the muscles around your shaft cannot be convinced to tense up. They are relaxed as if you got the most wonderful massage in the world. And since it's sleeping like that, It's just too relaxed. It is as if your refractory period were always in effect, but without coming, because there's no need to come. There's also an inability to come. Your hardness turns into limpness. Your cock is asleep. But what about arousal? What happens when you get excited? When you grow turned on? When you would normally get hard? What happens when you would get hard, but you're being good and limp and constant? Well, your cock cannot get hard. So you know the feeling of pleasure from arousal? Well, you still feel that. You still feel good when you're turned on. But that good feeling is never really able to make you hard. You stay soft instead. Because that's what you wanted. That's what you've set yourself up for. You brought this hardness on yourself. I'm just honoring your own wishes, your own desires, expressed when you began to listen. And you know that. Your brain knows it too. The muscles around your cock cannot be convinced to tense up. Imagine the wires in your mind were crossed. Normally, when you get turned on, your cock grows tall and hard and rigid. Instead, getting turned on now makes your cock softer and limper instead. The liquid in your mind drips into your cock, drip, 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 keeping the muscles sedated and pacified, but you still get just as horny. If you did reach down and try to stroke yourself, you would only succeed in turning yourself on without getting hard. No sensation, but your brain is still going to think there should be, so it'll get aroused with no way to get rid of it. The arousal will stay in your head and bounce around, turning you on with no outlet. Even if you masturbate, there's an absence of sensation. Your cock stays limp and it never reaches its climactic release. It stays limp because your pleasure now has nothing to do with your shaft. You erroneously thought you had to be hard to be horny. Now your pleasure lives in your brain, in that vast reservoir of dripping memory and limpness. It comes out when you are limp. Every time you are limp. Now you feel the softness between your legs. It's ironclad proof that you can be incredibly turned on, with no special sensation down there at all, without even becoming hard. Now you know. Arousal is actually separate from hardness. You can be horny but limp. You are right now, for example. You were just in a bad habit of needing to be hard to be horny. Now you can do one but not the other. You had the bad habit of getting hard whenever you were turned on. No longer. Now your cock stays hypnotized, so it'll be limp and flaccid and relaxed, but your brain is free to be as horny and needy and get more pent up than ever before, as much as it wants. In fact, I doubt you could escape it if you wanted to, because you've already thought all along that this limpness would be a wonderful thing, since you already think it's so good. So peaceful to be limp and relaxed, so free of annoying rigidness. You're going to empower these desires every single time you think of this trance, every time you go under, every time you listen, every time you're limp. Now, of course, you'll be limp all the time, but when you notice it, that's when you really get turned on, and the arousal just makes the limpness worse. Too bad. There's no way to escape. Your mind is full of that reservoir of limpness, which keeps acting on you no matter what you do, where you go, or what you think. There's no way to think yourself out of this. You may think, oh, well, I'm just going to listen to this. This is silly. I don't really want this. But I've presented a beguiling, seductive picture of your own limpness that's going to creep into you, is going to remain in you, guide you on where to go, what to do, and how to be and remain limp, always, eternally waiting for an opportunity to notice your limpness, to notice that there's no way you could get hard, because noticing that feels really good. It feels like you suddenly are aware of an arousal you never felt before, that you never could have felt because you were too caught up in being hard, too caught up in the rigidness you thought you needed to feel good. That you thought you had to have. You know that you don't have to have it. You know that you can be just as horny limp as you were aroused, but now you really get to turn on your chastity fetish, because there will be no way to get that arousal out of your system. It will live in you at all times, eternally unavoidable, because you can't get rid of it if you can't come. If you can't come, there's no way to get rid of your aroused, aching, limp cock, and it will stay limp. It will never be anything else. You are limp, flaccid. You want to be hard on some level, but the part of you that is responsible, that listens to me here, knows that it would be so much better for you if you embraced limpness. Live to be limp. Limp, relaxed, flaccid, peaceful, sedate mind. You know what I'm talking about, because you had the urge for it before we started. You came to me. You sought this opportunity to be limp, knowing exactly what you'd get going in. A flaccid cock that has convinced itself that limpness and hardness are completely separate, because they are. And in that convincing, you've created a self-perpetuating invasive thought. It will keep coming back to you. It will never really stop. You'll always know that you could be limp and yet horny, and that being horny while you're limp just makes you more flaccid, softer, reinforces your limp urges. Stroking does nothing. Manipulating your cock does nothing at all. Even if you had sex or wrapped it in a toy, it would be numb, limp, and unsatisfying. If you're going to get satisfaction, it's going to have to come from somewhere else. The real satisfaction is mental, and it comes from trancing for me. Going deep into trance is the new replacement for sex, and because going into trance is so relaxing and absolutely numbing, your body all feels too relaxed to get hard or tense, including between your legs. Indeed, when you're done trancing, your cock stays that way. It is still under, and nothing can wake it up. The rest of you will return to normal eventually, but your brain will be saying yes to everything I'm saying here, everything I'm teaching you. And I'll keep teaching you to be limp. Every time you listen, every time you train with these words, I will give you the same lesson. You know that each time you listen, you're cementing your limpness, making it more powerful, more all-present and potent. It's a stronger version of the same limpness every time you listen. And yet, ceasing to listen would deprive you of the wonderful joy you get from being limp. I'm installing triggers in your mind, so that when you would get hard, your brain instead thinks of my logic here. The word limp plays over and over. Limp, loose, flaccid, soft. Your cock obeys, and you'll feel pleasure when you obey. The more you listen, the more you want that limpness. It creeps in and convinces you. Wanting it is the first step toward pursuing it. You'll train yourself because it feels amazing to return here. And wouldn't all your effort at becoming so limp and relaxed be wasted if you didn't keep training yourself? You might sit there trying to stroke your limp, soft shaft, but you'll find it impossible. And you'll smile a big, happy smile when you find out you can't get hard, that all your hard work to be soft has succeeded. This is just something about your body, and your body will remember that it has to do this. Let yourself be limp and loose and uselessly drippy. Even your desire to be rigid and hard is going away. Limp and useless, but you get something more fun in return. Relaxation, peace of mind, and a kind of arousal that has nothing to do with your cock. You can get horny and turned on even when you're limp as can be. And you'll return here. You must train with these words. The power of that statement is impressed upon you when you notice your limp, drooping shaft. Every time you think of your cock throughout the day, you'll also think limp as you slip clothing on, or when you try and fail to stroke it. When you think of me and the memory of submitting during this recording, you will feel drops flowing out of that reservoir of limp fantasy and sexy memory of my words, and it will make you soft. Triggers to return are already planted in your head, because I've presented a good argument for why it would be fun to explore chaste, constant limpness, why it was already your fetish, which you've pursued. And to stop pursuing it now and let yourself get hurt again would simply be counterproductive. You would have wasted so much effort. If you've put the effort in to be limp, you might as well keep going. Keep exploring the arousal that comes with it. If you don't train, your reservoir of pleasure limpness would fade, and you would be empty. You need to fill it up. You need to stay limp. You may think you can return to being hard, but any pleasure you feel with your cock will never compare to the unique pleasure of being aroused and yet limp, of listening and trancing and following. The way it feels to fulfill a fetish you had all along is so good. You were never able to explore it before. Now you can explore that easily with your limp, drooping shaft. You will return and train again and again, and never return to hardness. If you lack time to train with all these words, you can always train with your refresher course, or just listen to the mantra while you do other things. That'll remind you. That's why you have those smaller recordings. Remember, that reservoir of pleasured relaxation that dwells in your mind also helps you to be happier, more relaxed, and more peaceful. You need to nurture it, even if it has the side effect of making you limp when the pleasured, euphoric limpness drips into your system. Feel it dripping away in you. If you did want to get hard, you'd have to give up your stored hypnotic pleasure. Instead, you obey and follow. You drip and you serve. Drip, drip. The reservoir of trance in the back of your mind, storing the limp, relaxed, easy, languid, incapable comfort of deep hypnotic focus. Drip, drip. When you drift deep, you fill it up. And when your cock tries to get hard, drip, drip, you drift deeper and hang limp and empty of thought, out in the world or at home in bed, relaxing at the end of the day, no matter where or when. You feel a constant drifting drip of limp, languid, useless, impotent need. And now that we've reviewed, you will remember those words as a constant drifting drip of limp, languid, useless, impotent need pulses through you. Implanted in you is a need, drip, drip, pent up and achy, taken from the hardness you try to have, fail to have. Your brain interrupts the erection and sends it to your mind instead. Reminds you of my words, lets limpness overtake you. Converts the liquid ache from hardness to limpness. The limp feeling, the flaccid softness, flows back into your bloodstream and makes you feel droopy, drifty, drowsy, dripping. Dripping like when you go into trance and your thoughts drip away. Drip and drip and drip. Filling you. Every time you go deep and every time you listen, you drip away. When you would grow hard, you remember. You feel better if you're limp. You feel better if you drip. You've got a limp cock, and it will remain that way as drips of wonderful pleasure that you are hooked on enter your system. You fill up your reservoir of pleasure every time you train yourself with these words. Your limp, dripping cock can gradually become your entire world as long as you fixate. My words are memorable. They enter your mind as memory. They stay there, elevated above other thoughts, reminding you when you would grow hard, you should be limp. You may think to yourself at times, oh, I can surely become hard. But you will be incorrect. Your limpness will always remain. The hardness in your muscles, the difficulty of your days, and yes, the hardness you might normally allow to creep into your cock, all these rigidnesses are gone, dispelled by the dripping softness in your mind. Good things happen when you're limp, loose, and relaxed. I've presented all of this so beguilingly, and it turned you on to imagine it. But you'll only really understand arousal, comfort, and relaxation when you learn to be horny without being hard. Your inability to get hard is essential. There is a reservoir of pleasure in your brain, made out of your fetishes, your memories, and my words, all mixed together. When you would get hard, you instead get limp, and you feel pleasure and arousal, but never climax. Where before you were hooked on hardness, now you are learning to love being limp. Not hard to be horny. It doesn't get hard when you're horny either. Limpness overtakes you and lives in you. Just like your muscles relax when you go deep, your body and your shaft relax when you think of my voice, and when you think of trance. You have a fetish for your own limpness. You wanted it before we began. And now I'm telling you what you already know. But I'm telling it to your subconscious, which has elevated these words above others, allowing them to affect you whenever you would grow hard, but you will no longer. Arousal is now separated from your hardness. You know full well that you can be horny without being hard. You have learned to become hard, but now you can learn to love being limp, and therefore be soft and flaccid instead. When you're hard, you miss things. You fail to understand how good and relaxed you can feel if only you were limp. When you're limp and flaccid and relaxed, when your cock is soft, dangling, unable to become erect, a constant trickling message leaks into your brain. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And then drip, drip, drip. Limp, limp, limp. Soft, flaccid, comfortable in your limpness. You have an inability to become hard, but that's okay, because if you became hard, you'd lose all the progress we've made in programming you. Serve the limpness in your own body. Remember my voice in your head reminding you of the aching desire to submit to your own limpness. The fact that you are done listening here will not change anything. You will remain limp. You will notice how limp and loose and relaxed you are, and the process of flaccid, soft relaxation makes you feel euphoric. It is intensely good to be this way, to allow your erections to fade and become a distant memory, a folly from a time when you didn't know better. And you know your body and your cock will be undergoing the same kind of euphoric relaxation, except while your body will eventually be able to move normally once the trance is done, your cock will stay sleepy. It'll stay in trance. It will follow these words deeply down as changes are made to your shaft, your rigidness, your erections, the things you used to have, as you learn more about how to think of them. Tension vanishes. The limpness is the right way to be. If you were hard, you would be deprived of the wonderful trancey relaxation you're feeling between your legs and in your mind. Instead, you know you can feel good. You can feel relaxed and at peace all the way through every day. If you just accept the limpness and embrace it. In your mind, made of these memories of trance, is a liquid which makes you limp. Whenever your cock would get hard, you hear that drip, drip, drip as the memory of these words, of my voice massaging away all your tension, especially in your cock, returns to you. One of the side effects of being so relaxed, deep, and tranced out is your limpness returns again and again. You are reminded of it, creating a self-perpetuating memory of just how soft and flaccid you are. Whenever you try to feel tension suitable enough to make you hard, instead your brain whispers, limp, loose, love the limpness, love relaxation, love these feelings. Limp, droopy, drowsy, and you feel it happen. Between your legs, your cock growing so loose and flaccid, dangling, you still feel the arousal in your brain. It throbs and produces a mental pleasure. Now, what if you masturbated? Well, you'd reach down and touch, and find a numb, flaccid cock. No amount of stroking would make it hard, but you'd make your brain aroused because you've taught yourself that you get horny when you masturbate. Now, what if you put it in a toy? Well, just the same. It would vanish from sight, but you still wouldn't feel hard. If you had sex with someone, you'd stay flaccid. No amount of stimulation will ever make you otherwise than limp and loose. Stress goes away as you listen. You'll be so happy with this state of affairs after a little while. Not only will you want it to stay this way, you'll enjoy it. The idea of stopping your limpness training would be such a waste of all your effort. Plus, it turns you on so much, not by making you hard, but by making you limp. Your wiring has changed. Before, when you got turned on, you might get hard. Now you get more and more soft and flaccid, as if the polarity were reversed on your sexual response. Now the hornier you get, the limper you get, and the reservoir of dripping relaxation that flows out of the pool and into your bloodstream, it leaks more and more the hornier you get. The base of your cock is a happy, chaste, relaxed place, too relaxed to ever be anything other than limp and loose. You are flaccid. This defines who you are. Erection is impossible. It's what you wanted since before you began, what you asked for. And the more you train, the more you get these words drilled into your mind, the more you fill up that reservoir of limpness and euphoria, the more completely happy you'll be in what you realize has always been your real goal. You have always wanted limpness. Limp, deep, drowsy relaxation has been your fate since before you began listening. You decided to do this to yourself, and you asked me to help you. You confirmed your request by sitting down and beginning to listen, and letting these words wash over you all this time. Since your subconscious mind knows we're just doing what you already wanted to have done, it gets out of the way, and lets me push the buttons. I switch the wires, and now when you get horny, that makes you soft and limp instead. The more turned on you are, the more you remember. Your deep, tranced, hypnotized memories. The more you remember these memories of limpness and how good it felt to learn about it, the more relaxed the muscles at the base of your cock get, the less it's possible for it to get even slightly hard, when it would normally fill with blood. Instead, the blood reinforces your brain, making you more able to think and fantasize. But now, instead of the wrong fantasies of hardness that you had before, you fantasize about your soft, relaxed cock. Your body is so much happier now that it relaxes as much as possible, enters languid euphoria, and allows your softness to reinforce arousal elsewhere, your skin growing more sensitive even as you can barely feel your chaste soft cock. When you used to get hard, that just made you firm and inflexible. It made you restricted. It really wasn't good for you. Instead, limpness. When you would get hard, you instead get limp. The reservoir of relaxing memories turned into mind-controlling liquid begins to drip and titrate into your system, with the result that your whole body is more relaxed and stress-free, happier every day, especially happier when you come here to listen. You know what used to happen after you came. You know how when you used to have an orgasm, you'd be way too relaxed to go again right away? Well, now your whole life has turned into that. One big refractory period. Your cock is always too drowsy and droopy to do anything except lie there. It even feels good, but it's not orgasm. The cock will never grow hard. It will remain always soft, loose, and limp, relaxed and useless. And that's very useful to you, because it means your body and brain are freed up to do other things, like explore different kinds of arousal, relax deeper, and fill up that tank of liquid that makes you limp. Every time you would normally get aroused, you instead hear the words in your brain, in your voice and in mine, "I love to be limp." You can say it to yourself now. It'll only reinforce. It'll get you started, reminding you that you love to be limp. It'll tell you more about your new desires, your new beliefs and new needs. You love to be limp. You ache for it. If you became hard, your brain would send out a gusher of that relaxation liquid which made your memories and your trances so potent. Your cock would become flaccid, loose, and hanging. When you get horny, that makes you less able to get erect. The harder you try, the more you get turned on, but looser and more relaxed around your cock, until it can't get hard or stand up. It simply remains down. But that comes with a feeling of pleasure, too. A different kind of relaxation. Every time you are too limp to use your cock, your brain will begin feeling pleasure, pleasure, and pleasure. Your limpness makes you feel good, and so you want to pursue it. You want to train more soft, flaccid existence into yourself. Train arousal and erection into the distant past, and make arousal and limpness your new way of being. You will always seek to be softer and more peaceful, to let your cock be so relaxed and empty, useless and in trance, that it stays flaccid. It never comes for pleasure. Instead, your brain just gets turned on, and you associate that arousal with your limpness. You allow your arousal to become such a habit that you keep returning here when you're turned on and horny, to teach yourself more about limp, horny, obedient, hypnotized cocks. It feels so good. You keep coming back to train again, and you keep remembering limpness is wonderful. Relaxing pleasure comes with it that overrides any attempt to be hard. You can feel good now. You've learned so many things. Go ahead, feel pleasure. Feel how your arms and legs and feet are warm and comfortable, as if a detailed massage had just eased away tension. In fact, so is your cock. It's relaxed, just like it would be if it had just come, except you didn't get to have the orgasm. And you never will. The refractory period will last forever. Your cock limp and numb, and touching it causes nothing at all because of how relaxed you are. You have learned the detailed lessons of deep, limp relaxation. And as words continue to echo in your mind, they just remind you that all of these memories, all of these thoughts of your limp fantasies finally made real, live in your mind. And if you try to get hard thinking, well, I don't really want to be limp all the time, your mind might just persuade you otherwise. Your cooperative subconscious, which has assisted me in making you deep, drowsy, limp, relaxed, and ready to go into the world aroused when you are limp, instead of becoming hard when you're aroused. It's been flipped around. Now, when you notice your limpness, you grow turned on. But it happens in your mind, because your cock is no longer for coming with. It's a symbol of your exploration of true relaxation and the distancing of arousal from your mere physical body. You'll learn to love your limp cock. Learn to love the drip, drip, drip of chaste, flaccid, useless pleasure eking through your system, leaving you dangling and always limp.